That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening and Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you've had a warm and heart-loving day. And I hope it's been pretty fair in your area, though down here in Florida it's cloudy and chilly. I hear that it's nice and sunny up in New Hampshire, so that's always good. It's Christmas, and we're here at the end of 2022. With us, our country, and the world. Tonight I'm going to play a game similar to trivia, but it's going to be a little bit revealing. And we're going to play some carols for the holiday. And the game is called, Did You Know? Few people do know. Feel free to call in with some Christmas cheer. And the call-in number is 323-744-4831. It's a new one. Call in with some Christmas cheer if you'd like, because today, we celebrate the first entrance of life and light onto the planet. When the Christ child was born over 2,000 years ago, that's when light came down to earth, and it's been expanding ever since. I'm also going to give you another call-in number, 888-627-6008. Isn't that exciting, and isn't it wonderful how much of that light we can feel now, especially since we had the shift last year of the galaxy opening up? It's so bright. It's so beautiful, and it's really taken us deep into the angelic realms and the galactic center, and I'm sure every bit of it is at the hand of our Lord. So, Merry Christmas and Happy Light, and I hope that everybody feels a lot of gratitude and thankfulness tonight. So, did you know that sometimes shifts happen? And did you know that they're happening now? And that sometimes size does matter? And if you're one in a million in China, there are 1,300 people just like you. And in India, there are 1,100 people just like you. 25% of the population in China has extra intelligence, very, very, very intelligent. And 25% is greater than the total population of North America. In India, the top 28% is greater than North America. So here's a translation for our teachers. Our teachers have honor students. and the honor students that they have are greater than all the children in this country. It's amazing. Just amazing to me. We really have to get ourselves to moving more. So in both countries, they have more honors kids than we have kids. And did you know that China will soon become the number one English-speaking country in the world? If you took every single job in the U.S. and gave it to China, they would still have a labor surplus. This information to me is just very, very interesting. Did you know that next year is going to be the time of confusion, reassessment, and flip-flops? Especially in 2003 are we going to have our confusion. Welcome to the global information age. And of course, it's been going on this way this whole decade and the whole new millennium. We are growing and growing so fast with the information age, sometimes I feel my feet aren't on the ground. And this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and I do want to say that you can call in if you'd like. I know everybody's Christmas night and very busy. 888-627-6008. Do you know that during the course of this radio program, 60 babies will be born in the U.S. 244 babies will be born in China, while 351 babies will be born in India. The U.S. Department of Labor estimates that today's learner will have 10 to 14 jobs before the age of 38. And that most people, according to the Department of Labor, one out of four workers are working for a company for whom that they've been employed less than 1 year. More than one out of two are working for a company for whom they have worked for less than 5 years. According to former Secretary of Education, the top 10 jobs that will be in demand in 2010 didn't exist in 2004. And the top 10% jobs that are going to exist in 2023 didn't exist in 2022. We are currently preparing students for jobs that don't yet exist. This technology age is going so fast, using technologies that we haven't even been invented yet. That's coming in order to solve problems that we don't even know are problems yet. This is what's coming for 2023. So, okay, here we go. Name this country. It's the richest in the world. It's got the largest military. It's the center of world business and finance. Strongest education system in the world. It's the world center of innovation and invention. It's got the currency world standard for value. And it's got the highest standard of living. Well, the country is England, and the year is 1900. How much has changed since that time? How much? It's time to start thinking about where we are and where we're going. Not just this country, but the entire world. And as we go along, did you know that the U.S. is the 20th in the world in broadband internet penetration, and Luxembourg just passed us? Also, Nintendo, you know, those games that the kids love, invested more than $140 million in research and development in the early 2000s alone. Just probably in about 5 years. Incredible. And look where they are now. They're spread way out. Whoever would have thought that the information age would grow so quickly? The U.S. federal government spent less than half as much on research and innovation in education. I guess we just can't keep up with it all. I know that we're coming into the artificial intelligence, and artificial intelligence is going to be used a lot like next year, especially in your financial sector. They're going to learn how to tell if a stock is going to make it or not. It's the same thing as an expiration date on your food. The artificial intelligence can tell the life of a stock or the life of how long a company is going to live almost, or the life of and value of each state in the world, each country in the world. Artificial intelligence can tell you how they're going to grow, who's intelligent, who isn't, what sector they live in, how much they're going to make every year. It's just fascinating. One out of eight couples married in the United States last year met online. That's just really showing you where we are going. So we're going to do the weekly cosmic tip. I want you to think about these things. And while you're doing that, let's think about how we can help this country open up and grow and start working on their education and their growth. Because we certainly have the capabilities. We just have to have the chutzpah and the courage and the knowledge that everybody else seems to be stealing from us or absorbing from us in some way. So let's listen to the baby that brought us the light. Mary, did you know?
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child you deliver soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels tried? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Thank you.
And that was Mary Did You Know by Kimberly Lake. Absolutely beautiful song. It's something to think about. It is the focus of what we're talking about tonight. The baby Jesus came. And with that presence, light came into the darkness. Light came onto earth. And he was a living example of how God works within us and what we can expand and grow to do. What a beautiful thing. We're going to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip so that you can know what the energies are that are coming in before New Year's Eve. And I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBSRadio.com's Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of December 25th through January 1st, 2022, going into 2023. The moon is in friendly Aquarius all day Christmas Day, so be social, reach out to your friends. Pay attention to your dreams overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. The moon is in Pisces, the ruler of dreams, and you could have some very vivid dreams. This energy is also very good for fantasy romance, whether it's a movie or with your relationships. After an incredibly joyful Christmas, Monday brings the onset of possible hangover or temper or the grouchies, with the moon conjunct grinchy Saturn and square explosive Uranus. A square between the moon and Mars retrograde on Tuesday kicks off the tendency to linger and dwell over the past pains. See if you can let it go and get to a place of peace. It can be very healing for you. Luckily, Wednesday brings a sigh of relief with loving Venus sextiling dreamy Neptune and the moon sending out a warm and loving vibe to Neptune, Venus, Mercury, and Uranus. That's a lot of good vibes. Wednesday is an excellent day to seek out romance and reestablish tender bonds to a committed relationship. This energy continues into Thursday. A flirty conjunction of Venus and Mercury promotes mutual understanding, charm, conversation, and compassionate words, making it an excellent date night for singles or couples. However, if it's the first date, Mercury retrogrades, and it may turn out to be the only date with that person. Please note that that big old devil moon is conjuncting Jupiter while sextiling Mars and Pluto. Watch out now. This is going to bring a large dose of physical passion to the mix, whether Mars is retrograde or not. Enjoy the love. Mercury turns retrograde on Thursday, December 29th until January 18th, just a few days before New Year's. Although that may not seem so exciting in the sign of Capricorn, it does help you to review and revise and renew the core structure and foundation of your life. You will want to do this review for a while, right through that January 18th date, because this is huge, big shifts that are coming in the spring of 2023. The strong Earth energy brings us a time to review, reflect, and revise. As a society, we all have undergone a period of turmoil and unexpected changes in this decade of the transformational 20s, and more is to come in 2023. New Year's Eve is under a practical but sensual, pleasure-loving Taurus moon. Instead of looking to the future, you may prefer to ring out 2022 and ring in 2023 on a more melancholy note by focusing on old memories from the past. This may not be such a bad thing, and a lot of old memories can be very heartwarming. Remember, in order to move into the future and the blank slate of the new year, it is best to fully process and integrate all of the upsets and challenges of the past. This way, you can release all baggage and not be burdened by needless and emotional baggage that can undermine your attempts for future projects. Use this last week of 2022 to do an emotional and mental deep cleanse. Face up to poor decisions, failures, betrayals, and disappointments once and for all, so you never, ever have to think about them again. Let it all go.
Also, it's perfect time to take a good look at your financial budget for 2023 and begin to summarize all of your 2022 tax information to see where you've been. For New Year's Day, you may feel like staying home, surrounded by a small group of your nearest and dearest, or even just by yourself in deep self-reflection. There will be other times to celebrate, especially in the early days of 2023, when the cosmic energies are much more productive and cheerful. For January, let's take a peek. Let's take a picture. Jupiter has just moved back into Aries, where it tested the pioneer energy of this active, fiery sign. It's time to get moving on to new projects. However, with Mercury turning retrograde on December 29th, you will need to allow room for the adjustments into a new direction. Big changes are coming in 2023, including Pluto moving into Aquarius in March. This energy has not been around the planet for 240 years, which is a full Pluto cycle. So it's really big changes that are coming, things that are so unknown and so exciting, because Aquarius represents space, the galactic center, and technology and all new things. We have a lot to look forward to. In March, Sirius Saturn moves into Pisces, and our spiritual destiny nodes move into the sign of balance of self, along with balancing our relationships, and that is Aries and Libra. It's going to be great. We have a lot to work through and a lot to look forward to. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to book some time with me or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And don't forget to listen to Coast with George Neary on New Year's night at midnight. I'll be on. Actually, it's January 2nd as we go into midnight. Happy New Year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Well, hello, everybody. So we are really kind of mulling over the past as we go through the holidays, but looking into the future. So many people are getting readings or having a clairvoyant talk to them, or they're looking at astrology and they want to know what the predictions of what the energies are for next year. Myself included, I do like to write about the upcoming energies so that when things happen, we can handle them better. That's the whole focus of what I do, besides healing and trying to help people work out what's going on with them. Sometimes it can work out magically without even talking about it. Somebody will have a deep thought or a deep prayer, or maybe a little bit of a broken heart from a family member. And after they have a session, it all works out in the atmosphere without any strain. And that's a wonderful thing, because that means that you worked on your energy from within, and then magic happens. And that's what I like to work with. So many wonderful things do happen after people have sessions with me that it just makes me overwhelmed. Again, the Christmas that we celebrate is light coming down to the earth. And it's wonderful to know that this big shift is happening so that we can have more light. The more, the better. So let's continue on with the game. Did you know? So, did you know that there are over 106 million registered users of MyFace and Facebook? Did you know that? I think it's even up higher than that now, and Twitter included. And that's a lot of people. So if Facebook were a country, it would be the 11th largest country in the world.
And the average Facebook page is visited by the writer 30 times a day when they go in and check. Of course, now you know people visit your pages, they're getting up into the thousands and hundreds of thousands. There are very, very active websites that will have so many views. And of course, some of our celebrities have over a million. And now TikTok is coming up too, but that's going to change next year. Did you know that we are living in exponential times? There are over 2.7 million searches performed on Google each month. I think that's almost each day. Okay, now let me ask you a question, my friend in Texas. To who were these questions addressed before they could go to Google? Who were these questions asked to? And who could answer them so instantaneously? You can find out how to make cookies, and you can find out how to build a car online. Who did they ask? And how in the world did they figure out all their math problems and all their accounting problems in 2 seconds before Google? It's really something. Excuse me. The number of text messages sent and received every day exceeds the population of the planet. The number of text messages, that's so funny, sent and received every day exceeds the population of the planet. I have a girlfriend in New York State, and she's not much of a texter, and I haven't been either, but I have been this year because I've had to be. And now both of us are, whoever would have thought us old fuggies would be texting, but it's the only way that you can reach your children nowadays. And I think it's terrific, by the way. There are about 540,000 words in the English language. And that's about five times as many words as during the time of Shakespeare when he was writing all those plays. Fascinating. More than 3,000 new books are published daily. And it's estimated that a week's work of the New York Times contains more information than a person who is likely to come across in a lifetime in the 18th century. Well, try the Epoch Times or Newsmax or the news media. That information is just incredible. Now, you know, even on election night that we went through in November, they were tapping the screen and up come the numbers. And they tap a screen and up come some more numbers. I just think that's fascinating. And there's so much technology that's here that we don't even know about. We can't even dream about. It is estimated that unique new information will be generated worldwide this year. 1.5 exabytes, but I don't know what exabytes are. I know our computer geeks do. That's estimated to be more than the previous 5,000 years. That much information is coming in, or came in 2022. And it's estimated to be more than the previous 5,000 years. Unbelievable. I just love this information. The amount of new technical information is doubling every 2 years. For students starting a 4-year technical school or college degree, this means that half of what they learn in their first year of study will be outdated by their third year of study. And it's predicted to double every 72 hours. Third generation fiber optics. Now that's interesting because my brother-in-law, Warren, worked at Bell Labs in Murray Hill, New Jersey, and they invented fiber optics. Now we're in the third gen, and that was in the 70s, by the way. Maybe it was the 80s, in there somewhere. Third generation fiber optics has recently been tested by the NEC and Acatel. And that pushes, are you ready for this? That technology pushes 10 trillion bits per second down one strand of fiber. Unbelievable. 10 trillion bits per second down one strand of fiber. That's 1,900 CDs or 150 million simultaneous phone calls every second. See, you can get it that way. 1,900 CDs or 150 million simultaneous phone calls every second. It's currently tripling about every 6 months and is expected to do this for at least the next 20 years. The fibers are already here. They're just improving the switches on the ends, which means that the marginal cost of these improvements is effectively zero because of the information they can get through it so fast. Fiber optics is incredible, especially in the operating room. Predictions are that e-paper is going to be cheaper, and 47 million laptops were shipped worldwide last year. Did you know that? Did you know? The $100 laptop project is expecting to ship between 50 and 100 million laptops a year to children in underdeveloped countries. That's wonderful. That's really helpful. Predictions are that a supercomputer will be built that exceeds the computation capability of the human brain. And there's so many people that are so intelligent now to have that. Okay, by 2023, which is this next year, when first graders will be, when they looked at this, so this is looked at in 2000, by 2023, when first graders will be just 23 years old and beginning their first careers, let's see what they said back then, it only will take a $1,000 computer to exceed the capabilities of the human brain. And while technical predictions farther out than that are hard to make, predictions are that by 2049, a $1,000 computer will exceed the computational capabilities of the human race. That's everybody put together. With that, we're going to take a short break and go into our half-hour break. But I just wanted you to know all these things. It's Christmas and we're going into the new year, and I thought we'd have a little fun tonight. So we found out that Mary really didn't know. We found out that light is here, and now we're starting to find out a little bit more about how light and technology is expanding. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we'll be back after these messages.
Thank you.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There is no Christmas like a home Christmas with your dad.
Perry Como, the one and only wonderful Perry Como, singing There Was No Christmas Like a Home Christmas. I do love Christmas. I have always loved Christmas. It's so warm-hearted and loving, the energies are. And sometimes people get very sad or they have squabbles and fights and spats. But there's something in the air that's beyond that, that people can sense worldwide. And I think it's just wonderful. It's called love. And love really can heal anything. Anything can be healed by love. Anything. Just hang on to that and know it. So we have a caller from Manitoba, Canada. I'm honored to have somebody from Manitoba on. Kirsten, how are you doing?
Well, Elizabeth, I'm very honored to be able to reach you tonight on such a magical time of the year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And what is your question for tonight?
Well, I have a very ambitious project in my mind for 2023. It involves going off to the far reaches of the outer islands of Scotland. I've been to Scotland many times. My name is Gaelic. But for the past few years, I really have been in a cocoon due to COVID. And so I'm wanting to join forces with a medicine woman here in Manitoba. And we, right now, we have this idea, it's our intuition. And I guess I'm just asking, am I pointing myself in the right direction in 2023? It will be quite a challenge for me because I'm still very frightened of what has happened with COVID.
Of anything, Kirsten. When you're called, you're always protected. When is your birthday?
I'm a Scorpio.
I want the day.
I'm going to give it to you. Do you want the year as well?
Yes, if you can. And your partner's birthday too. You're Scorpio. That's good. That's why you got the idea.
I'm October 28th, 1961.
Oh, that's a good year. And who's your partner? Her birthday.
My traveling partner, she is just a spiritual friend. I actually do not know her birthday at all.
Well, I'm feeling good about this. I'm feeling very good about this, and I think that your shaman friend is going to have some very insightful ideas. I also think that somewhere in her chart she may have earth sign, and that when she gets her feet on the ground, she'll be more intuitive, and you'll be more intuitive with the air. Or your water sign Scorpios are very psychic. So follow that intuition. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you what I did. But it's wonderful. And I think you're going to go there and you may have some problems to jump over. And sometimes when we start out in a new direction, we have all kinds of challenges from our old self or our old energy trying to stop us. But we have to keep going. Remember that. Remember that you're protected and that you're supposed to keep going no matter what. And you can handle and jump over anything. That's what you need to think and handle. When you think positive, you create positive.
No
doubts. When you think positive, you create positive.
That's wonderful.
So what I did is I jumped into the car and drove down to Florida from New Hampshire, knowing that there were going to be storms. I wanted to save myself because I am older and I didn't want to get caught without electric or heat. And here I am in Florida and there they are up there. How did you?
Well, you know what?
I came through.
I've been thinking about you when you said that a few weeks ago that you were heading down to Florida. And I counted off the months because you said the next 4 months are going to be very difficult. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. You'll return back to your summer home by April.
Yeah, but let me tell you why it's interesting. If you listen to my weekly cosmic tip today, I don't know if you're on the list, but I'm explaining that we are reaching the end of an era when Pluto leaves Capricorn and goes into Aquarius. And that is going to start a whole new technology breakthrough. As I said, that's why we're doing this little game tonight, which I think is fun for Christmas. So you are And if you want to plan on when you should leave, I want you to leave after mid-March because you got to do the wrap-up. And the wrap-up, I'm telling for everybody, there is a wrap-up coming. We are not quite done with these energies yet. So we have to do the wrap-up, and it will be a little bit strenuous between January 10th and March 1st. But after that, things, when those planets move, one moves in January, the rest move in March. If you listen to the weekly Cosmo Tip, you can get the details. But after that, April to May and June, things are going to open up and we're going in a completely different direction. And you're going to love it over in Scotland. You're going to love it.
Well, I love all the energy you put out every week. And just earlier tonight when you were giving your cosmic insights for the next week, I just felt you were talking to me directly. So with that, I thought I should just try and phone in.
And you know what, Christian? I love it when that happens. I really love it. Because I feel that way. That's wonderful.
I'm going to send you photographs of myself and of my medicine woman friend so you realize who you've been helping tonight. I'll be sending that to you.
Send it to the email, elizabeth@new-visions.com.
That's wonderful. Merry Christmas, and thank you so
Merry
much.
Christmas. Thank you for calling. Okay, that was Christian, and she's on an exciting new path. And I'm telling you, whether you want to or not, or whether you like it or not, or whether you see it coming or not, every single one of you are going to be on a new path the way she is in the next 4 months. So let's get back to the game. Let's see what else we can find about, hey, did you know? What does it all mean? Shift happens, and it's supposed to. It's healthy. But now you know that it does and that it will. And now you know that the most exciting thing is that you can do it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be hesitant. If your inner being is drawing you somewhere, go. And no matter what happens, you can adjust. But you do it with love and you do it with caring. You step aside when somebody's upset. If you think you're in someone's way, you step aside and you continue in your direction, setting your patterns in your way. And you will be surprised at what can blossom and open up for you. Check out your list. And it's the last chapter of 2022. And we're going to go on from there into 2023. And it's like the lava rising up out of the center of a volcano. It's hot, it's exciting, it's energetic, and you never know what it's going to do. So, that was tonight's show, and I really have been very happy to talk with you and to let everybody know what's going on. And we have a wonderful closing. We're going to have William sing our song for Christmas. And the name of it is Come to Me, My Lord. Please listen to it. It's so beautiful. Then we'll do the meditation of Meld into the Light because we have great light tonight. And then we're going to hear Joy to the World melody on a piano. Do you know, I've always loved the piano. I think that's my favorite instrument. And I've never really played piano much in this show. So Dolly Clark is going to do Joy to the World melody, and we finish with Richard. And Richard Schulman is going to take us into the unknown, entering the unknown. A perfect roundup. And next week is New Year's, so we'll have some predictions next week, I promise. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I guess this is my last recording show of the year, but we'll see. We'll see what next year brings. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to BBS Radio, and let's find out. Good night.
so near. Oh, make this life your very home. Make this heart your rising sun. Touch my sight with grace. I'll see you in every face. All that I have, I give to you. Throw out every last doubt. Tell all that remains is knowing, knowing the love you're pouring out. Oh, come to me, my Lord. All that you made new. Come to me, my Lord. Nothing outside of you. Your heart is my home forever. Your first light forever everywhere. All the world by your word comes together. Every form enfolded in your care. Oh, your heart is my home forever. Your first light forever everywhere. Every form enfolded in your care. Come to me, my Lord. Come to me, oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Come to me, oh my Lord. Oh, come to me, my Lord.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it. And become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Thank you.